But we can't control our thoughts, Eric.
Yeah.
So we just ignore that?
Yeah. Ignore them. Don't ignore them. Let them pass by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you see the sights here? Suppose if you go to a beach and you see all the bathing beauties over there in bikinis and without clothes and all that. As a man, yeah. You have such
a beautiful beach here. Oh, I've never seen that. Is there one around here?
There is in California, so, where you live.
So what you do is just let them pass by. Pass the panorama is there. You let them be there. But if you go there and get yourself involved in it, then you're stuck. That's what, yeah, that's like thought. That's why Baba says, how good it is, how blessed is this human form, that it acts as a ballast to your mind. Mind projects thoughts. Thoughts flash out, you see. And had this ballast not been there, so many things, so many actions could have been committed, you see, through the mind. But body, what you call, acts as a ballast and anchors it down all the time.
I was just thinking what the world would be like if all of our thoughts automatically went into action.
Yeah.
It would be so ridiculous right now.
So take care of your body. It is only because of the body that, that it keeps the mind in check. We have been hearing that it is the mind over matter. But here mind, matter has a little bit of place. Mm-hmm. In the domain of mind, you see, yeah. Mm-hmm. So through this body only you will be able to realize your godhood. Mm-hmm. So don't pamper it, but take good care of your body. That's what it says. Because, well, we never used to take care and this and that and all that. No, it says body is good. How blessed you are that you have a human body. After so many evolutionary forms, so many reincarnations, you have got this body and you come, and through this body you have come to know of me, you have heard my name. How blessed is this body? It has touched me, it has come in my contact and all that. It's not in vain. But we can have no idea of what we are saying through these words. That's how Baba would also say, you have no idea how blessed you all are. And we'd look at each other and one another and say, really, are we really blessed in this condition? Yeah, he'd say that.